I am careful of a person who does not talk and a dog that does not bark. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant illumination. I am careful of a person who does not talk and a dog that does not bark. Now, why am I careful of a person who does not talk? Well, the depth of who we are is very seldom shown on the surface. If you are a master, you will see other masters. Clear?
Yeah.
And everybody truly is a master, but they're not demonstrating that, or they're not outpicturing that, or that's not their illusion at the moment. Now, you, if you ever see anybody who is not a master, then you are not outpicturing it yourself. Mm-hmm. If you see any person on the face of the earth who is not nice, then you are not nice. And you better look to your laurels. You better look to who you really are. Now, I'm careful of a person who does not talk. But careful doesn't mean cautious or fearful. It means careful. When you walk across the street, be careful to look and see where the traffic is. That doesn't mean to be panicky or fearful or in any way afraid, but you're just aware of the traffic and you walk harmoniously with it. When it is not there, you walk. When it is there, you stand on the curb and wait. Okay, now, when a dog doesn't bark or a man doesn't talk, it's like you're driving down the street and you have a blind spot in your rearview mirror next to your car. You cannot see this car. And this car can be right next to you, and then you turn to the right in front of it because you can't see it. But because you know there's a blind spot there, you are very, very, very careful of making that turn. And so you have all the types of mirrors that might be helpful to you to see in that blind spot. But that's the quiet car that's coming up. That's the car that makes no noise that you can't hear. And that's the one that brings you all sorts of interesting experiences. Now, be real careful of a man who doesn't talk. Because a man who doesn't talk is thinking his own thoughts. He may not be at all interested in what you're doing. He may not be at all interested in what's going on with the group, and that's just fine, but be careful. And the reason you want to be careful is that you want to always be the master. And if you're not the master, then you might as well throw in the towel. Are these idioms understandable, throwing in the towel? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, think about this. When I give lectures, and I give them all over the world, and I have a great deal of joy and fun in giving them, I have audiences of such variety of people you wouldn't imagine. People who are for me, people who are against me, people who are trying to encourage me to make mistakes, and people who are trying to encourage me to give them the very best that I have within them. Well, now, what people do I allow to be in my awareness? People who encourage me to give my very best. I don't even know the people who are discouraging, who are trying to make me make mistakes or something. I don't even know them. I know they exist, because I am not stupid. I am aware that I'm in this world of its duality. Okay, but I don't live in it. So, when a person in the audience is silent, and I read them, and I see that they are antagonistic to me, that's one thing, or I see they are antagonistic to what I'm saying, that's another thing, or I see that they are more really antagonistic to themselves. And they have a heavy heart because some experience happened in their life which makes them feel very uncomfortable. And so this quiet person, this person who does not talk, who does not allow his emotions to be seen by the public, I go right in there and speak to whatever is his understanding, his problem. If he had just lost his dog or his wife, it's both treated much in the same way. He has missed someone he dearly loves. And so I talk about being master with those we dearly love and how wise we are creating those people in our life for whatever purpose they're holding and being a wonderful blessing to us while they were with us. And now we release them to move on to their next dimension. They have done what they came to do, and we have been there to receive what they came to do. And we are very blessed. And who knows what great and joyous new encounter we're going to have now that we have released them from our life. Who's going to be the one who's going to come in and perhaps fill their shoes? Nobody, of course. But who's going to come in and be somebody that is going to be significant in our life, like they were? Okay. You see, a person who doesn't talk, they usually have any number of things. They could be very deep, very pensive, very penetrating in their understanding of themselves, or they could be emotionally very hurt, and they're afraid to say anything because they'll break out in tears, you know. They'll lose their emotional guard. And so you want to be careful of people who don't talk, because people who don't talk, unless you are a most amazing person, and of course you are, but unless you are a very amazing person, you might misinterpret what they are saying. And you might interpret what they're saying, as most people do, that people who don't talk are not interested in what you're doing. They're not interested in what you're working on. They're not interested in your life. Like a child we spoke of the other day, he tries to get his father's attention. He tells him what he's done in school. He tells him about his games. He tells him everything. And the father says, "I'm reading the paper. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me." You know? And so then the kid comes up and kicks his dad in the shin. And his dad says, "You little bastard, come here. I'll beat your tail." You know? And the kid says, "Goody, goody, goody. I got attention." You see, we don't know. What was that kid after? Did he want to tell his father about what he was doing? Did he want to tell his father about his world and his life? Did he want to kick his father because he's mad at his father? No. He wanted to get attention on all counts. And when people come to us and make known their presence in our awareness, they want attention. And even if they're silent, we had Anthony Cardova, and he was very silent. And then I asked him a couple questions, and his genius just sparkled through. But at first he was very silent, and I thought, "Oh, what have we got, a deadhead here? You know, somebody who is not going to enter in." But I knew better. And so I asked him some questions that would delight his soul and cause him to respond, and he did. You see, you have to be very careful. But be careful of a person who doesn't speak, because you're dealing with something very special there. And be careful of a dog that doesn't bark, because the dog, like the man, may be thinking about it and may be thinking, "Let's see now, what is my role today? Am I the lover today, or am I the guard of my home here? Am I the doorbell? You know, what role am I playing here?" And sometimes when he's very quiet and you come up to him and you put your hand down to pet him, you know, putting your palm forward first, and what does he do? If he shows his teeth, withdraw your hand. If he shows his tongue, you're in, you know. And you want to be very careful of a quiet dog and a quiet man, because these are things that might be unstable for us, and we don't want to have something unstable in our world, because we're not in control. All times we want to be in control, and the best way we can be in control is when we take control from the very beginning. Yes, I'm careful of a person who does not talk, And I'm careful of a dog that does not bark. Not fearful, but careful and alert. It's a good training field for me in my awareness of who I am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.